Rabbi says some very interesting halachas tonight. Very interesting indeed. We are in halachas of slichas. in fact, we are Erev Rosh Hashanah already. So we are in page 106. And we are up to Siv Gimel, which is the fourth line from the top of our editions, page 106, Tuf Kuf Pei Aleph Siv Gimel. Ein Neuf Mal Pnei Erev Rosh Hashanah Bat Tefila. We do not say Tachanon Erev Rosh Hashanah. Although during slichas, you use slichas also? During slichas, you neufel al pneim? You say tachanon during slichas or you don't? Sfad in slichas? You don't remember? So we do. Yeah, I don't know. You never do like this, yeah. Yeah. So I don't know if it's universal or not, but my our meaning is that we says Shulchan Aruch says we do say Tachanon during Slichas, and just that little bit later when it comes to davening, ain't no plan playing Erev Rosh Hashanah. We don't. Why? Why? And therefore, no. Says the Mishnah Berurah, simple reasons. If Kotan Chof, based any of them, do Kmo Isha Erev Yom Tov, because really it's like Erev Yom Tov. Interesting. So, on Erev Yom Tov, we never say Tachanun. Fact. So, it happens to be that Slichas is in its own unit, it's an own. How should we call it?
Zone.
That's it. It's a zone in its own. So, Slichas goes with, it rhymes as well. So the Slichas comes with pop.
Maybe like Satmar, they never say we do it on Friday.
Yeah.
So,
Yerov Chassidim don't, yeah. Yeah, so it's a bit, so Slichas comes with the Tachanun. Very good. Now, but however, since it's Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Rosh Hashanah is Erev Yom Tov, you will say Slichas during. You will say Tachanun during Slichas, it's part of that, but you will not say the Slichas, which is part of the Shachis, because Erev Rosh Hashanah. Interesting. That's it.
It's your own unit.
Right? Your own unit, that's it. Yeah, that's, yeah. which leads to the question, even if it's after Alois, that means that in halachic time zones, it might be the same halachic time. This may be after Alois, and it might be already. You know, there's half an hour difference. There might be no difference really between the Tachanun of Slichas and the Tachanun of Shachis. Yet, you're going to say Tachanun during Slichas, you will not say Tachanun during Shachis.
Well, that would presumably still be the case even if for some reason you haven't Slichas after Shachis. Supposing you're running late, you're
in the Sosman of Shachris. Well, how would you do that with him? You got with the minute
all
back? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that works. Yeah, perhaps. I don't know. I do not know. Could be. I don't know. Yeah, could be. I don't know what the... could be. Interesting. Ramah says, Ein toikin me'erev Rosh Hashanah. I remember, this reminds me of a story many years ago. I learned that soul by Avram Shmulevitz, Abraham Shmulevitz, his son. I was there for many years. And he told me once that he told one of his close, that if somebody oversleeps for slichas, he says, what is the right thing to do if somebody oversleeps for slichas?
Shachris.
Just shachris and skip slichas?
Shachris.
You say what?
Slichas
after shachris, you mean?
Yeah,
so I'll tell you what he said. He says, if somebody oversleeps Shlichas, he says, don't say Shlichas. He says, it's much better to feel rotten about it. It's much better. It's much healthier. You've overslept. That's the kind of person you are. So don't like make up by a quick Shlichas. He said, no. That's what he said. Now, I don't know if there's any halachic basis to that, but I hear the point. What do you think?
It sounds like something
rather young. Yeah. It's his style. It's true. It's his style. Yeah. Okay, Rabbi Yisai. Now, the next halacha in Siv Gimel is, Ein toikin b'shona, you will not blow the shofar on Erev Rosh Hashanah. You don't blow the shofar. Why don't we blow the shofar on Erev Rosh Hashanah? Two reasons. One,
make separation
between what?
The slichas and the
The minhag tkiyas and the obligation tkiyas. The tkiyas during Elul is a nice minhag. It's not halacha. And the tkiyas on Rosh Hashanah are the rice, the real halacha. We've got to do it. So to distinguish and differentiate. Very important rule. Very good. The other reason is because we want to confuse the Sultan. Okay, let's discuss both reasons a bit, which both deserve a bit of an understanding. To distinguish between the tkiyas of choiva, obligatory. Beginning, is that how you say it? Yeah, the choiva, tkiyas, and the one which are mandatory. No, got it wrong there. Yeah, mandatory and. Right, you know what I mean, okay? Rishus. Yeah, Rishus and Choyva. That works better for me as well. Ve'av kshechal, Mishnebu asks, Ve'av kshechal yim alef shal Hoshana b'Shabbos. Aye, what are you going to say? If the first day of Hoshana is on Shabbos, you're anyway not going to blow. On Shabbos, obviously. Kam kin in toikim erev Shabbos, you will not blow the Shofar on erev Hoshana. Habis, I want to tell you something, just a bit of a Musa point over here, which I think is so important. It just tells us, this answer gives us an important yesod in halacha, that a yid always has to know on what level he's operating. Is this, Rav Henoch Pava said this, the first rule a person needs to know, is this a deraisa? Is it a Torah obligation? Is it a rabbinical obligation? Is it a minhag? How reasonable? What kind of level are we talking about? It's the distinction between a Talmid Chacham and Am Haaretz is he knows on what level he's operating, because often by us it's about prioritizing and making decisions and making distinctions. And the first rule is this: what level is this? What obligation is this? Is it the Reis Adrabanon? Minhag, where are we? What is this obligation? What is this? And that's why it's so important to make a distinction between, okay, we've blown the tkiyas now for since Rosh Chodesh El. Very nice. Very nice. We've got to do it. It's important minhag. It really is. But don't compare that to the tkiyas of Rosh Hashanah. Because that's the Raisa. That's real stuff. That's a pasuk in the Torah. And anybody who confuses that, He's on the wrong track. Do you know, like the person who has to blow, I'll tell you what it leads to. Somebody's Am Haaretz will redo the tkiyas. I've heard this. Redo the tkiyas during Elul. The tkiyas didn't come out, he blows them again. Well, that's not necessary, because these are not real tkiyas. It's just a minhag, and surely you have fulfilled the minhag, even if it's not really halachically correct tkiyas. It doesn't matter. You're blown, and that's it. So, what the Mishnah Berurah is teaching us, Shulchan Aruch is teaching us over here, okay, you've got to know that's a minhag and that's a reisa. Make sure you know what you're doing. Reason number one. Reason number two. Nevertheless, he said, oh, that's a good reason. Good question. Are you allowed to train yourself to exercise? If you want to go over the tkiyas a bit on Erev Hoshana, are you allowed to do that? So according to this reason we mentioned now, you have to just make sure that you are. They say, by the way, the expert Bali Tekea, they don't blow. Anybody blows over here? Anybody blows? You blow? You blow the shofar? You blow? You can't blow, you're davening. So, I've heard you. No? You blow?
No, I blew for my parents last year, but that's because they couldn't get out.
They couldn't get out. So, they say that don't do a lot of tkiyas on the day before. Because they say that's an expert, but it's too late. It's too late. You've got to know it before that. It's not good for the lips. It's not good for you. Just like relax.
You're doing an exam. You study.
Exactly. The minute before, yeah.
You relax.
Exactly, yeah. So, but if somebody wants to and needs to, does he? Is he allowed to? According to the reason we mentioned now, are you allowed to train yourself?
Because you can say that this isn't.
Exactly. So Lemay said you could have said,
and therefore not
have said. Yeah, Lemay said the Mishnah Berurah says, "You're allowed to blow tkiyas on Erev Rosh Hashanah." Now, second reason. The second reason is what you mentioned earlier. It is also something which I've never understood. It's to confuse the Satan. You confuse the Satan. How do you confuse the Satan? He seems like every day we blew the shofar. Now, on Erev Hoshana, we stop blowing the shofar. The Sultan thinks now, oh, Strop, I've missed Rosh Hashanah. Ah, I'm going home now. And off he goes, takes his rucksack, and goes back into his Lamborghini, and drives back home. And then that's it, like this. And then next day, oh, we blow the shofar. We got it. We caught him out. That's it. We blow the. So we're able to blow Rosh Hashanah. The shofar on Rosh Hashanah whilst catching out the sultan. Now Rabbi Sai, come on. Like, you can make that mistake once, but he's been around. The sultan has been around for a couple of years. Whatever year makes the same mistake. Every year. Oh, I forgot. I know he's old. But so he requires certainly a bit of understanding. Every day you blow for 30 years, and then after you stop blowing, and the sultan goes away, and Oshon, you catch him out. Obviously, that's not pshat. There must be another pshat. No, what do you say?
Unless they change shifts every year.
Oh, it's just different sultan. Every the sultan of Topshin Pir Aleph is different than Topshin Pir. He might be. Well, yeah. But also, it sounds...
It might be something Kabbalistic.
I agree with you. It must be something on a slightly different... I totally agree with you. I don't know what it is, though. I remember hearing once a shiur about it, but I've forgotten the explanation.
I think it means, because we've got so used to it, we have such... It's lovers for the shofar, and now we miss it out, so that gives us even more...
It's like... More connection. Maybe.
Because then the sultan can't be in, because we're saying...
According to this reason, Rabbi Isai, if it's from Avra Sultan, are you allowed to blow shofar on Avra Shana just to train yourself, if need be, exercise? You're allowed to? If it's the Abba, was to confuse the Sultan? Yes or no? According to this Sultan thing.
But it depends what
Pshat
is in
Sultan.
If I go for a bike ride in Purim, does that confuse the Sultan?
Yeah, who knows? I don't know.
In your house.
Oh, so that's what the Mishnah says. In principle, there should be a problem because we need the interruption. We need the hefsek. And if you keep on blowing, then but it says if you're doing it privately, that's fine. That's what the Mishnah says. Eliyahu because of Hashem. Yeah, so he says the Ma'aseh, but only to point that the answer of he is Mashman Islamichay becheda sogu, a closed door. Closed door. Something is not there. Don't ask me why. He's not there. In closed rooms, you know. He might zoom in, though. You never know nowadays. Nowadays, he might zoom in. I don't know. So that's what the Mishnah was. Now, Rabbi Isai, Shulchan Ochna says, Mechapsim is tapping be'er Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah is a rule, a halacha. Mechapsim, you want clean clothes, and we're stopping. You have to get a haircut be'er Rosh Hashanah before Rosh Hashanah. Okay, haircuts before Shana. All right. V'yesh noagin litpoel v'roshana. There's a widespread minhag to go to mikveh on Erev Roshana mishum kerim. It's a level of tumah, and therefore you want to purify yourself before Shana. Many people go to mikveh on Erev Roshana. V'yesh mikveh is noagin, and there's another widespread minhag noagin leilich al beis lekvoros to go to cemetery to go to beis chayim. On Erev Shoshana, and to daven there. So there is that meaning exists as well. V'noistim sham tzedakah aniyim, as well as giving tzedakah for poor people on Erev Shoshana. Now, why is it that we mechapsim istap Erev Shoshana? Why is it that we have clean clothes and we, pardon? Yosef, Yosef. That's not the reason. Buta mishnebu though, but it's interesting. He was called Malchus though. Yeah. Yeah, so why is it that we says Mishnebura leharo ishono betuchim bechaz deisbach in Sifkot Nechovei to show that we are confident. Nevertheless, shiyot says nevertheless mikol mokum leilbash bereshono bigdei rikma umeshi. Don't wear your linen garments. Yes, so this I can understand a bit better. So he says. I'm just finishing off. Don't wear your white linen suit. Don't wear that on Oshana. You've got a white linen suit? No, you don't have a white suit?
I
I've got one for Lords,
yeah. I haven't worn it.
Where are Shabbos? If it's warm. No, I'm going to have it. Okay, so it shouldn't be made out of linen, but you should wear white clothes. Clean white clothes. Rav Sfardim, Sfardim in Etzisol, they wear white from top to bottom. And Mekubolim. They wear, yeah, sure. White from top to bottom on Rosh Hashanah. Now, the Mogravom says, Simon Tov Kufza design, Mokom She'en, Mnil Boish Levonim, Al Kaporim, Lish Bach Shum Kokach. So there's two points. One is to wear white clothes. Now, this is the Yekis used to wear white couples on Rosh Hashanah. Some still do. And also, yeah, good, because the whole day is like Rosh Hashanah. Very good. And furthermore, there was a minig amongst the Yakas, it's still widespread in some parts of the world, that people would make an effort of wearing white. So women also would make sure to go to shul wearing white.
You're not referring to kittel.
So the kittel also is part of that as well. The kittel that many men wear is also a fulfillment of that, besides other reasons as well. But it also fulfills that. I know that in Etzel you will see, suppose Chassidim and Sfardim wear a white bekesher, which is purely for Shonim Kippur. And that comes from this halacha. Now, us who don't wear necessarily white garments, we have to wear nice garments. However, this is your point. You're saying it's a contradiction. There is a very subtle balance between being dressed, how should we call it? You've got to be smart. You've got to be elegant. You've got to show confidence. The Kodesh Baruch is going to bring. We're going to be all right. Beis Hashem, we're going to be fine. We're going to be fine, Mitzvah. Kodesh Baruch is going to give us a good year. You've got to be positive. Yeah. Confident, but not overconfident. And that is represented in a person's clothes as well. So yes, forget about white. Never mind the white aspect. In the clothing also, it's got to be, that's what Mishnah says over here. Leharit shonu betuchim bechazis borach, mikol mokam lo yilbash boishonu pederik. And that's not only true in the clothing which represents that, but other areas of Allah, we're going to see that as well. Hoshon is about finding this subtle balance. Confident? Yes. Overconfident? No. You are not. Now, Now, there's one more halacha in the Mishnah Berurah, Seif Katan Chof Vav, that, by the way, in the United, they wear white. I was wondering, because that's always so careful. Anybody here? Stephen, are you on?
Yes.
In the United, you happen to know, in Rosh Hashanah, do the people tend to wear a lot of white?
We wear white caps, yeah, and white socks.
No,
not necessarily.
Not from a kid's wear. I don't think so.
Nothing particular. All right, okay.
I don't think.
Nothing particular. Okay.
I think it would be, you know, if you wear white, it's like you're in Monte Carlo in the casino.
Monte Carlo Casino.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, that's where people
are. Rabbi said, the Mishnah asked, what happens if a person cannot go to mikveh? Can he do Tisha Kavin? The concept of Tisha Kavin, which is, what's the concept of Tisha Kavin? If a person is unable to go to mikveh, then there is, well, it's not literally a shah. What he really means is, Mishnah says, Lishboich al gufa Tisha Kavin. Ma'am, Tisha Kavin is a measurement, which I've now forgotten, to be honest, how much it's quite a lot of water, and it's poured over a person's body. So instead of going into mikveh, the concept of Tisha Kavin is to pour water over a person's body, which is the concept of Tisha Kavin, which is second best. And at times, that's the equivalent of going to mikveh. The question is, pardon? No, I think it's more than that. Yeah. So the question is, does Tisha Kavin work as an alternative? Person cannot go to mikveh. Nafkim will be very relevant nowadays because the shower is, according to some poskim, perhaps. And one may argue that a shower is Tisha Kavin as well. Is it goes with the concept of Tisha Kavin? Not everybody agrees with that, but many look at it from that perspective. Yeah, so Tisha B'av. What?
Doesn't it have to be rainwater,
though? Yeah, so the Mishnah says, and it doesn't necessarily need to be. Tisha Kavin can work, you know, on some level even like this. Now, basically, Mishavuah says that if a person is unable to go because of tzina, because of cold, is not well, or either the water is extremely cold and physically unmanageable, or he is not well and he can't cope with it, Tisha Kavin, Mishavuah says, would work. He says, "Lo yaktim nitvah la'atshor kodim chatzoyis. Hayom should not go to mikveh before an hour before chatzoyis." The Mishavuah also adds over here that one should not have yesh me'achorim shkos shenochel imnoim atzma ve'leshamish mitos b'shnei lele shel shana. Mishavuah says one should refrain from having marital relations during the both nights of Rosh Hashanah, unless it's late tevila. One should not have relations. Now, with regards to Beis HaKvod, if Katan Chav Zayin, the Mishavuah says, the basic, why do we go to Beis HaKvod? Where does the minute come from? To go to the cemetery on Rosh Hashanah. Why? Yeah. Why don't you go to a
to be misfired on life and death.
The Mishavuah says the following words. The Beis HaKvod who mokem menuchas tzadikim, that's where many tzadikim are buried. V'atfil niskab lo shom yoisa. And these are interesting words. Gentlemen, interesting words. And the tefillah is accepted there more. The tefillah is accepted more in the Beis HaKvoros. Ach al yosim magmoso neged ha-meisim. Whenever daven towards the meisim. Ach yivakesh me'ashem. Rather, what you should do. What should you do? Can you daven to the meisim? Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom. You should never daven towards the niftorim. Yivakesh me'ashem izboach. You should daven to Hashem. Shiyetin alav rachmim bizchus ha-tzadikim sheikh ne'afor. All you can do is to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please help us, help me, in the merit of the tzaddikim are buried over here. Never one is allowed to daven towards the Mesim. Mishnah elsewhere said, there's an issue of the Reis of Doiresh El HaMesim. Good question. What do you think? That's right. Why would you have to go to the basic verse?
You normally go to Beth Kos for your parents.
I would guess the answer to your good question is just to inspire the person more. The Mishnah elsewhere told us something else about going to basic verse. Do you know anything about davening by basic verse? What else did he say? Using Mishavuah doesn't like that. I know that some. Yeah, I know. Mishavuah doesn't like it. He said it might be a problem of Doresh El HaMesim.
What
was it, sir? To daven to the Mesim is a problem of Doresh El HaMesim, and he very strongly. This Mishavuah over here is very strongly worded, and he says it elsewhere as well. But I do know that there are others who have a different approach. How about he said it was one would remember by going to Beis HaKvoros? Mishavuah said something about where to daven. Four amas, that's right. We should call that elsewhere. Very good. You've got to be always four amas away from it. Habayi said there's one thing which is very strange. Simon Tovkuf Pei Beis, which we're going to be learning tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, he's going to be ready to halachas of the tefillas of Aseret Yemei Teshuva. Now, there's one thing missing over here when it comes to Erev Rosh Hashanah. It's not mentioned, and we all do it. So, Hatos Nedarim is not mentioned. Here. You do Hatos Nedarim Erev Rosh Hashanah? Yeah, it's not mentioned. But Atos Nedarim is very widespread. It's globally and universally accepted. We do Atos Nedarim on Erev Rosh Hashanah. It is not mentioned. Not in the Shulchan Aruch and not in the Mishnah Berurah. It's mentioned other Mekoros, plenty of good Mekoros for it, but not. It is quite old. It is. But it's not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah. Very interesting. I do not have a full explanation in that. Habayi said to summarize what we learned this evening, B'siyat Tishmai, we learned that. What did we learn? Yes, we did learn. And what did we learn? We learned that no tachnun Rosh Hashanah. Is that true or untrue?
No,
that's right. Shachris, we don't do tachnun. We do say tachnun of sliches. No tkiyas of Rosh Hashanah. No tkiyas. Two reasons why we don't blow the shofar. One, because of separation, and one because of the confusing the Sultan. Then we learned that we get clean and elegant for Rosh Hashanah. We are confident but not overconfident. We also learned mikveh of Rosh Hashanah, alternatively Tisha Kavin. We also learned, is a minute.
Before.
What to do? What are you referring to? What?
No, to go to the mikveh.
Yeah. You cannot go before 1 hour before 1 hour before Chatzos. You can go 1 hour before Chatzos and after, but not before that. We also learned about the minhag that some even have to go to basic force. Okay, that's it for this evening. Have a good evening, Abbas.